With rural municipalities continuing to voice concerns with planned provincial government changes to the province's victims of crime service system, residents will expect area MLAs to ensure those concerns are taken to heart. Starting this fall, 4 regional victim-serving societies will be established to deliver services under the Victims of Crime and Public Safety Act. The government says the decision to move to a regional system was made following a review of the current system that identified inconsistencies and gaps in services that had been developing over a long period of time and needed to be addressed. With a renewed focus on the needs of victims, this new approach maintains local frontline employees, while adding support staff support services at a regional level. This will streamline operations, foster collaboration both within and across regions, and ensure all Albertans have fair access to critical victim services. Rural Municipalities of Alberta, RMA, which represents 69 municipalities, including Mountain View and Red Deer counties, said last week that it has ongoing concerns with the planned new system. Specifically, the RMA says the replacement of the 62 exiting local victim services units, VSUs, with the regional model will result in an unreasonable loss of local flexibility. Victims in different communities require unique support, which is what the current localized system offers. Unfortunately, the government's plan to regionalize VSUs will remove the ability for these organizations to operate at the level necessary to provide adequate and timely support for victims, RMA officials said. As well, the association says it is concerned that the new system will reduce in-person support for victims, relying instead on a 1-800-FEET phone number for service. Victims of crime and tragedy require timeliness and genuine access to support no matter where they reside. Victims of crime and tragedy, including in rural communities, should be able to access first-rate support services in an easily accessible and timely fashion. As such, concerns being raised by municipal leaders regarding this planned new system must be given due consideration. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.